somebody who was as sincere as that, his friends came to him to say, Job, we know it's because of your secret sin. And Job boasted, I have no secret sin. I make covenant with my eye that I will never behold any maid. Fornication is out of the way. Lying is out of the way. Gossip is out of the way. As you see me, so I don't owe God anything. I have lived my life pleasing before him, openly and in secret. Therefore, he called them miserable comforters. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God can do the same thing to any sister here and delay your marriage to prove that there are some people that, husband or no husband, they will serve me. And he can choose you to prove it for his purpose. He can choose you to prove it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He uses it to demonstrate his principles. Do you know why God folded his hands and the first church age, they were persecuting his children? They were killing them, killing them, killing them, killing them. It's the same reason why he folded his hands and allowed Jesus Christ, a sinless man, to be persecuted, to be humiliated, and killed with that shameful death. It's the same reason. What is the reason? There is a law of God that says, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abides alone. It's the law of the planting and the growth of a seed. The law of harvest. What you put in there will die first. Then it will spring up life. Then more of that seed will be produced. Jesus Christ was the only Son of God. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If he didn't die, Jesus would have been alone on earth, his only Son of God. But he had to die so that more Jesuses. Here we are. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The first church age, they had to die. After they killed them, there was the dark ages when the church looks like it was totally dead. But suddenly, it began to spring up through Luther. Bam! Busted forth again through John Wesley. Busted forth again through the Pentecost. The Azusa Street Revival. Busting forth now again to produce more children of God than the first church aid ever had. They had to die to produce more. It's a law of God. And secondly, God also used it to tell Satan that no matter how you kill them, the more you kill them, the more. If you harass them with death, they will never submit to you, Antichrist. Go ahead now and see whether you will use death and they will stop. And of course, we taught on the seven church ages, we taught on the sealed book, how that during that first church age, when Satan discovered that they were not going to give up this Christianity, how he had to change style. Why? The more you kill them, the more they were believing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the way God works. All things working together for good. Which explains also why God will fold his hand and allow Apostle Paul to enter the prison. Anytime I remember, a brother here phoned me one day. Hallelujah. Brother Femi, you know him. Deacon Femi. And maybe the brother is in the church today. He said he was owing somebody 500,000 naira. And all of a sudden, policemen, he called me early in the morning and said, Daddy, police have surrendered my house. I said, what? He said, because of a debt he owes. He was talking small, small, made a no hearing voice saying the inside. I called him, the phone was off. He was not picking it, rather. So I sent a text to him. I said, don't worry, God is about to give you a testimony. If you allow it to happen like that, God is about to give you a testimony. He sent back a reply in text, said, thank you, sir. I believe so too. Later on, they said they picked him and took him to the police station and locked him there to harass him. But when he got there, over 200 inmates locked up there at Alagbo. Was it Alagbo? Alagbo also. Oh, Panti, sorry, Panti. Amen. And when he got in there, miracles began to take place there. The policemen were not coming to him for prayers. They suddenly saw things are happening. The people that are selling outside, they were calling him pastor, pastor, pastor. Pastor, pastor, pastor. And this brother left the Catholic Church straight. This is the first non-Catholic church he has ever entered. He was just here maybe for about 2 months or so when the thing happened. But here he was. And then he understood why God took him there. When he came out of that place, he said, Daddy, I am going back to prison ministry. Hallelujah. I think he has bought a vehicle now. Bought a bus. He's organizing the group. I think that's why they want to hold a meeting today. He said, from now on, he's going to the prison ministry. That is where he's going. You see how God wants to call his attention to prison ministry. You see. And soon after, they came and released him. No more talk about 500,000 naira. Now he's released. Apostle Paul was sent to prison yard. Why? Because Apostle Paul was going up and down, preaching up and down. There will be no record. And he's supposed to be the apostle for the Gentiles. How will we know the doctrines? God allowed them to lock him up so that he can write those letters. All the ones that you see, all this New Testament, 20-something epistles that Apostle Paul wrote, all of them, he wrote them in the prison yard. God wanted to reserve that for you and me to be put in a book like this. He kept him in the prison yard. All things work together for good to them who love God and to them who are they called according to his purpose. What is God's purpose in your life? Things will happen to fulfill that purpose. That's what I want you to note. What is God's purpose in your life? I'm talking to genuine children of God because he said to them who love God. It's to them who love God. It's true. And it is God's own ways. When you are about the stage where you want to reach now for your testimony, that is when it becomes toughest. The condition will become toughest. More difficult than you think you will die. Imagine the last stage of Joseph's victory. Wahala, I mean. Was now to be thrown inside the jail. And please, Roman jail is not like American jail. It's worse than where they keep animals. Because it's meant for criminals. And that are no human rights. So they kept them there and forgotten him there. But my Bible told me, hallelujah, it was from prison, the worst dungeon. From there to where? To the palace. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The situation you are going through, why is it getting tougher now? It's because you are the last. You are the last stage of it. I don't know who will believe what I'm saying now. Amen. The situation is getting tougher. Tougher now. It's because you're in the last stage. All these years you graduated for the past 5 years, no job. You have been eating, eating, eating. Now, where you are managing before, the man is now saying, I beg, don't do. I don't try for you. You are saying, where will I go? Well, I say, I beg. They go. Hey, where will I go? Where will I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to help me in the... Oh, where will I go? But you know. Anytime they do that, anytime it gets to that stage, I am telling you, this is thus said the Lord. You are at the point of your testimony. That's why the songwriter says, we will understand it better by and by. You will understand it better. that level normally pushes you to do an unusual thing. In the course of doing that thing, you will jam the testimony. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's true now. And when it is time for you to be delivered, there are some people that don't pray. When God wants to come upon you to deliver you, God cannot move except you pray. I hope you know that. You have to pray for God to move in your life. Israel was comfortable in Egypt. And God now, it was time, according to his, the time allotted to them, for him to come and deliver them. What did he do? He made the Egyptians to make their task tougher. Things became more difficult. They said a Pharaoh that knew not Joseph now mounted the throne and descended on them. It was then they started crying. It was then they were reminded that they were strangers. It was then they started remembering they have a promised home somewhere. It was then they started crying and calling upon their God. And God came to the deliverer Moses. I have heard the cry of my children. I have now come to deliver them. God can do it even on the individual. When you are relaxed in that place, and God does not want you to be there, it's time. He will make the situation tough for you. It is there you start to fast. It's there you start to pray. Then he comes down. That is how God works. It's true. Even this ministry, were we not in Mafuluku? We were enjoying ourselves in Antonio Bay Street. Enjoying ourselves in Antonio Bay Street. No hope to move anywhere. Because we didn't have money. We didn't have hope. No person who get money, they plan to move. We didn't have money. So there was no way we were there. All of a sudden, for no reason, landlord said, we're going to leave this place. Why now? We know one. We're going to leave this place. You are not using the place. It's just plain ground. It's a forgotten place. Now we go make a note so that place can be used to serve. We saw a plain land that the man is not using. We said, make we rent this land now. Of course, we took over that plan, took over. They said, no. He said, everybody's complaining. Now you people should go. And he was already taking us to court. And he had already gone to OPC. He had already gone and even paid bulldozers. They were coming. Somebody who was there when he was planning it ran to come and tell us. He said, eh? Let me get this. He said, see what is in the plan? I just met the man's office. He said, he even saw when he paid the money. The next, how many days or so, they were coming with bulldozers. They want to bulldoze the place. Eh? Church, trouble don't come. The whole church, that day we fasted. Hallelujah. The whole church declared dry fasting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The whole church declared dry fasting. Everybody came to church. We cried to God. Prophecy came. Thus said the Lord. There was one tall brother, tall prophet among us that time. I've forgotten his name. He said, sir, go back to that man. The man will ask you, when do you want to leave? We said, we ended the fast. The next day the deacons went. Exactly. The man said, okay, when do you people want to leave? So we gave some months ahead. He said, okay. We gave 6 months ahead. The man said, we know na prophecy. Na prophecy where they go with. So we gave him 6 months. The man looked and said, 6 months so? Six months so? He said, oh yeah, go ahead. Like joke. 6 months then pass. Nowhere. It was then we started fasting. Lord, give us a place of worship. Lord, give us a place of worship. We started looking for a place of worship anywhere. Unknown to us, God had his children somewhere that he wanted to bring among us. And that place in Mafuluku was too small. Was too small. As we began to pray, in a miraculous way, God gave us this place. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why those who are fighting us that we move here, they don't know how we appreciate God for this small place. To us, this place is too big for us. And they are thinking that we want to take over their land. They are buying everywhere. They don't know. We even thank God say we get a place like this. Ah, let's clap our hands for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But Aika is reminding me, before we moved to Antonio Bay, we were using my office, a three-bedroom flat. And there are neighbors there. We are disturbing them too much. When we told our members, when I bring money, let us look for a place. All of them, they stand and look us. One Sunday, our neighbors came and locked the gate. Say, no going in, no service. They come out their shirt. They're ready to fight. So everybody stand for main road. So at that time, I now went. I say, the two and the talk, now try. Ah, we really disturb when I hear. We now try, where we? I say, I call the man name. I say, now, the God where we they worship here, now your creator. Now the same God will make you with the worship. We are sure there is a reason why he made you to lock this place today. I said, we no vex, so we no vex. If you say make we no worship today, make we go home, we go. Because no be political party will be. So, but we know there is a reason. While I was talking there, the members answered, I was saying, this nonsense must stop. So when they opened the gate, around service is supposed to start 9 o'clock. Till after 12, 9 they opened the gate. When we went in, those same members were saying they don't get money. The next week, now we get that place for Antonio Bay. Then bring money, we pay. Now when they see Wahala, they bring out the money. So God wanted to move us out. He caused that man to lock that gate. All things work together for good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now finally, let me drop this thought. That scripture is double-edged. Just as it is, all things working together for good to them that love God. Those same things that work together for good to those that love God, those same things also work together for the elimination of those who don't love God. And that is a dicey aspect of it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that you'll understand why a journey that was supposed to last 40 days. How many years did it last? 40 years from Egypt to Canaan land, the promised land. It was supposed to be 40 days journey. God took them round. See, we have plain land today. Where they go follow? It's where they follow sea. See, bush there, where they go follow? They must pass through another city. You know, sometimes we say, God, they go find trouble. See, where they go follow? Go, They will go and reach the city gate. Say, tell the king, say, may give us a chance, make we pass. We're not going to follow another place. Then fight will start. Then there will be battle. Some people go die. Some people. Then, another time again, he mentioned, say, he follow where there is no water. And all of a sudden, Wahala came. Some people fainted. They know, people who cannot fast. They now started grumbling. Moses, we sit down and judge for Egypt. We're enjoying our garlic and cucumber. You say, what we call and say, God, they say. Now, God, they say, God brought us out to suffer us, Abi. Moses, you do. Amen. And through all they went through, because as they were moving, they were a mixed multitude. So God wanted to use the experiences in the wilderness to eliminate some of them. While it was also a faith training for the true children of God to know that our God is the mighty one in battle. Therefore, we shall not be afraid of anybody. Hallelujah. They were having faith. People like Joshua and Caleb. People like Phineas. People like Hor. People like Aaron. They were there moving. Confidently. In fact, to them, when is the next battle? Others. Hallelujah. Through the same experience, they were falling by the wayside. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That was the purpose of the 40 years journey. So that only those he has predestined to enter the promised land will enter. Others will fall by the way. It's true. This same situation you are going through, sister. Amen. Hallelujah. another sister took the same step of faith with you. I don't do again. From now, no more boyfriend. Nothing. Nothing. Trouser, I drop her. Your ring, I drop her. All this, yamayama, I drop her. Where they go? Bride. A bride now. Okay, bride. Small time. Money for cream, no day again. Small time. House rent, no day again. Small time. All your cloth, don't they tear go? And then you have your former friends that will tell you, which kind of thing be this in Kiru? Hey, this God, where is the different from our God? Me, my uncle is a good God, though. Me, now, where are they? My church, no, they go with it. Me, our own, with it. We will not do for that, my own. Our God is a good God. My God is a beautiful God. Which one be this one? What's wrong with having boyfriend? What is that? And then that serpent is preaching to you, and you are saying, didn't this man, when they talk, not true. They say God is a good God. How can I come now? And before you know what? You don't see him again for brother assembly. Amen. All this work together for the elimination of those who don't love God. Whether it is good or bad, I am looking up to Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm looking at the salvation of my soul. Why shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? I'm excited that I've been given eternal life. All other things is secondary. Love God, whether I have clothes to wear, money, food to eat or not. Nothing will hinder me, disturb my service of God. For such a person, all things work together for good. But for the other person, that same situation will make him go back. Oh, I was explaining something to some ministers in my office last Sunday. William Branham gave us an example. He said, these trees that are in the forest, amen, what is it that sustains their life? It's water under the ground. They get their nourishment from under the ground. And to be able to get the nourishment, every true tree has a tap root. Those of you do biology, the longest root there, that center one that goes down, that's the tap root. That is the one that goes and taps water. And through it, the tree there is nourished. God planted it there. But there are some trees there that have no tap root. But they are there. Say, then there be trees. Then two, not three. Why will you be a correct tree and not have tap root? You are just there disturbing the real trees. Now, you are all there. The one with the tap root, the water level, dry season has come. The water level has gone down. And there is need for that tree to have life. God's unordained way for that tree to have life, amen, is for that tap root to touch water. But the water level has gone down. The tap root no fit touch water again. What will God do? All of a sudden, God will raise one storm. Sometimes you just sit down, just like that. No rain, no, nothing, no. You will just see one type of breeze that will blow. Like that. Like that. It's God, oh. It's God that wants to save one tree from dying. How does he do it? Through that storm, as that storm is beating that tree, I see they shake like that, the ground under, they open, the top tree, top root, they get small ground. They shake like this, the thing, they get more space. They shake and the thing, they get more space. Hallelujah. Until he shake and reach. And he's sure the taproot don't reach the water level. Then we stop. But by the time the storm is over, come and see trees that were uprooted. Every tree that had no taproot, you see the thing will come out. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, the church shall live by faith. Let me read two scriptures and we close. The first scripture is James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Now, if you are there, see what James said. Amen. Amen. James chapter 1, verse 2 and verse 3. This is an admonishment to you. Praise the Lord. He said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. The trial of your faith. Here, Apostle James is telling us, remember, anybody that will walk and depend on God, you must have patience. And God can train you to be able to have patience with him. And one of the ways he does is trials. That's why he said, the trial that you go through is to produce patience. It's to produce patience. Nothing more. Patience. The trial of your faith. That's why he said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. And in Romans chapter 5, Romans chapter 5, he repeated the same thing. Hallelujah. Verse 3 up to verse 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh or produce patience. And patience, we do what? Produce experience. And experience, we give you what? Hope. Hope. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What will make you have hope? Why do you think that Abraham willingly went to sacrifice Isaac when they said he should go and sacrifice Isaac? Because he already has experience out of nothing. In old age, a man, a woman that is 100 years old, 90 years old, a man 100 years old, his wife 90 years old, 90 years old woman, born picking. When they had lost all hope, God miraculously brought that child, Isaac. Now, that same God now came and said, go and sacrifice him, the only child you have. So many of us, we will have said, that voice is of the devil. This only one child where I get, go sacrifice. Say, Holy Ghost, fire. But the Bible says, hallelujah, amen. He took him and went, and he was going to sacrifice him. Why? Because he knew that if this God who did it before, he can do it again now. If he killed this one, it means he will bring another one. That is the hope we talk about. That is what the experience, hallelujah, it has produced hope. It produces patience. And patience leads you to have hope. Hope that God will not fail me. Hope that God will not fail me. That is what this sister was talking about. She knows the battle she went through, but she knows how God gave her that child. So confidently she was saying, lie, lie. What was giving her that faith, that hope, is because she knows how that child came about. But you know what she went through before she got that child too? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. And 1 Peter chapter 1, now, it's an advice from Peter. Whatever situation you are going through, hallelujah, whatever situation you are going through, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If I read it, here is admonishment from verse 3. Hear what he said. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice. Though now for a season. It's for a season. If need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. It's for a season. It's not forever. It's for a season. All these temptations, all these trials, it's for a season. It's not forever. Then he said, verse 7, that the trial of your faith be much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire. Why is he comparing it with gold? Because anytime you bring raw gold, if you want to get the good quality of gold, what do they use to purify it? Fire! That is what God aims at making you pass through all that wahala you've been going through, is to produce a better you. He said, but when you are going through that, that it might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. That is, whatever you are going through in that temptation, let it be that the end of your testimony, even as you are going through that trial, through that difficulty, the end of it, let it bring glory, honor to the name of the Lord. Don't disgrace God when you are going through that difficulty. Don't murmur. Don't say anything that will bring reproach to the name of the Lord. Don't act in a way that will bring shame to the gospel. That is what Apostle Paul Peter is saying. And the reason is why you shouldn't is 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. It's a popular verse, but I just read it for emphasis. Hallelujah. Verse 13. It says, there had no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. So don't think what you are going through, anybody has not gone through it. Job went through his own, and it was found unto praise. Joseph went through his own, it was found unto praise. Paul went through his own, and it was found unto praise. John the Beloved went through his own in the island of Patmos, ended up in Patmos, it was found unto praise. Potiphar, what do you call him? Polycarp, the martyr, Polycarp, Stephen, and all the other early saints went through their own. The testimony they left behind was to the glory of God. Antipas, the rest, there are so many of them. You too, during your own trial, let it be unto glory. Verse 13, there had no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. He won't let that temptation be the one that you can't bear. But will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In that temptation, he will make a way of escape. He will cushion in such a way that you'll be able to bear it. You won't die. You won't die. Because he will neither forsake you, nor he will leave you, nor will he leave you. All things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Therefore, in all circumstances, give thanks, for that is his will concerning you in Christ Jesus. No murmuring, no grumbling, no crying, nothing. Your prayer is, thy will be done, O Lord. Hymn number 81. When the day is dark before you and the clouds are hanging low, hymn number 81. Let's sing it prayerfully now. Let's go. When the day is done,